Today is the Benedictine feast of St. Maurus, however, it is the second Sunday after Epiphany, and the readings this morning are taken from the second Sunday after the Epiphany. Therefore, the epistle appointed to be read for today is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans. Brethren, we have gifts differing according to the grace that has been given us, such as prophecy, to be used according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, in ministering, or he who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhorting, he who gives in simplicity, he who presides with carefulness, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without pretense. Hate what is evil, hold to what is good. Love one another with fraternal charity, anticipating one another with honor. Be not slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. Be patient in tribulation, persevering in prayer. Share the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of one mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but condescend to the lowly. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, a marriage took place in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now Jesus, too, was invited to the marriage, and also his disciples. And the wine having run short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "What wouldst thou have me do, woman? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the attendants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now 6 stone water jars were placed there after the Jewish manner of purification, each holding 2 or 3 measures. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. Jesus said to them, "Draw out now and take to the chief steward." And they took it to him. Now when the chief steward had tasted the water after it had become wine, not knowing whence it was, though the attendants who had drawn the water knew, the chief steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man first sets forth the good wine, and when they have drunk freely, then that which is poorer. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." This first of the signs of Jesus worked at Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, the announcement concerning the candles, let's pay heed to that, and that by February the 2nd, which is a feast of Candlemas, please, if you have candles to be blessed, please bring them here properly identified and nicely wrapped, and we will place them here as you know, and they will be blessed. There are two points that I wish to bring out to you, because different ones have asked questions about them, and so I think it's time for me to say something about it. Some people have wondered why we have the divine praises attached to the Leonine prayers after Mass here in this church. And they wonder if the Leonine prayers divine praises are part of the Leonine prayers. No, they're not. The Leonine prayers have nothing to do with the divine praises or vice versa. But we attach them to the divine praises because as a special prayer for vocations. For vocations to our monastery and vocations to our convent. And when we recite those prayers, please keep that in mind. I also urge you, if you will, be so kind, to remember us for vocations in our houses, in our two houses, a monastery and convent, that God will give us and send us stable vocations that will give him service. There's another point that pertains only to those of us who live close by. It sometimes happens that one or the other, or some of you, are making private visits here in the church, and then you see us process in, and we start saying our prayers. And sometimes you feel that you need to leave. And because you would be a source of something or other disturbance to us. Not at all. If you are in here and making a visit and we come in, you stay right where you are. Continue your visit. You are not distracting us. If anything at all, we're probably distracting you. So continue with your visit and do not be afraid. We're happy to see you in the church. Then we pray together, whatever it is that we have to say. It is 2 weeks from today, right now, that Sister Bernadette will make her first vows. We have been putting that in the bulletin, and of course we've been asking for prayers from you for her. I ask you to continue your prayers and redouble your prayers for the welfare of Sister Bernadette, that Almighty God will bless her in every possible way, not only her, but the sisters in general, and that God will bless us with vocations to the convent. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. My beloved people, in today's bulletin, we have our meditation on example. And we point out what is the force of example. Last week, if you recall, we made a remark that character could not be imposed. And I think we said also that character is generated. This week, we continue that and we add the more important part of that in saying that holiness is not imposed. That holiness is generated. Now, of course, there are places where holiness or character are imposed, or holiness is imposed, and that all kinds of force is used to impose that character or that holiness on whoever. In such a case, it is certain that such treatment subdues, it conquers, it doesn't persuade, it doesn't give grace, and at the first opportunity, the ones that are so subdued will break away and do it their way when freedom comes to them. It is urgently important, my beloved people, that we learn, that we observe in our own homes and households a proper attitude to toward giving example, toward giving instruction to our young ones. It doesn't help very much. Oh, it's noticed, no doubt, but it doesn't help very much in that we preach to them. They were constantly pointing out to them, do this, or don't do that, don't touch this, say your prayers, have you said your prayers, kneel down, kneel up straight. All those things sometimes are brought to the attention of our children in the house over and over again. That's all very good. But I guarantee this, that if that child sees me, the father of the house, kneel up straight, saying my prayers, holding my book, or whatever else is necessary, that child is going to take example from me. And is going to do it the way he sees it done. If that child sees me hold my temper, if that child sees me patient, if that child sees in me a clean mouth, or whatever else that could be thought of as a virtue that I need to show and teach, that child is going to imitate me. If he hears me curse, if he hears me take the Lord's name in vain, if he sees me slam doors, if he sees me scream and belch out loud or whatever, you know, in fury, that child is going to imitate that. You can scold him if you will, but if he continues to see me conduct myself in that manner, that child is going to imitate me. So it is important that we read these instructions and follow them through. We must be very careful that in giving example or whatever, that we give the correct example, especially in our prayer life. Let us not demonstrate to our children a way of prayer that is artificial, that is not in keeping with the way that prayer should be done. Not exaggerated. Our example should not be exaggerated. Our example should be proper and should be kept within the bounds of right reason. So, my beloved people, as we do and prepare ourselves now that we are coming to that point of Lent, please let us keep these things in mind and let us try to the best of our ability to follow them through. This morning, I have something that I have to attend to right after Mass, and so I am a little bit short of time. Therefore, I must quit at this point. And I ask you always to keep us all always in your prayers as we keep you in ours. May God bless you.